A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
will the Utah County mask mandate change anyone's behavior? Some residents say they're doubtful, since many people who don't wear them make it a point not to wear them. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Neff's Canyon fire continues to burn, now on the east-facing side of the mountain, north of Olympus. It's burned 53 acres and is 0% contained. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
That's going to be emergency traffic northbound I-15 in Davis County from Layton up to where we have a crash at the left construction split, 2300 North in Sunset. Also southbound delays, and these are slow and go speeds. Riverdale down to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today in 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Broken clouds in 84 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Tensions are rising on the streets of Louisville after a Kentucky grand jury decided not to charge any of the police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. One of the officers who has since been fired was charged with several counts of wanton endangerment for firing rounds into a neighboring apartment. Protester Jordan Thomas says it proves that the system is biased.
Because there's no denying it anymore. With social media and with the internet, you can clearly see how corrupt and how unjust the system is.
But a statement from the attorney for the former sergeant, Jonathan Mattingly, says the grand jurors recognized and respected the facts of the case. Mourners are filing past the casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as it lies in repose outside the Supreme Court. On Friday, Ginsburg will be the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. Missouri Governor Mike Parson, a Republican who refuses to require residents to wear masks, is tested positive for COVID-19. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. With less than 6 weeks till Election Day, some political analysts are stepping up their critiques of the Electoral College. Some are calling for it to be abolished. But others say there have been hundreds of attempts to do away with the Electoral College, and all of them have failed. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth report.
We have a projection. It is a big one. It is the state of Florida. 29 electoral votes, they go to Donald Trump.
Even though the Electoral College became law in 1788, the way it works still seems to confuse many people.
The thought that we're casting a vote not for a candidate, for a slate of electors, it just doesn't really match up with how we do it for every other candidate.
Utah Elections Director Justin Lee says it was made to balance power between larger and smaller states in picking a president. The American Bar Association says there have been over 700 proposals to either abolish the Electoral College or reform it, and none of them have worked. However, Lee says some states have modified how they use it to give the popular vote more teeth.
Whichever candidate wins the national vote, that party's electors get to cast the electoral votes instead of the person who wins in a given state.
Lee says other people have tried to allow for faithless electors in Utah, which would let them vote their conscience instead of their party. And when the electors actually cast their ballots, it usually goes unnoticed.
If I think back to 2012, I think there was one class of students who showed up to watch the actual elector process.
Unnoticed right up until 2016.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox trying to keep order.
That year, Utah was considered much more of a battleground state than it is now.
Utah, I will vote! I will vote!
Former DNC chair Donna Brazile even made a campaign stop for Hillary Clinton. Political science professor Tim Chambliss says third-party candidate Evan McMullen made analysts think the state would not select Donald Trump.
He actually earned 21.5% of the popular vote.
He says a state can be perceived as a battleground for many reasons. For instance, how close are the candidates in the polls? And these states have voters that pay more attention to issues other than the parties. One issue this election cycle, the recent death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Chambliss believes that could bring out a wave of voters.
It's impacting our behavior as we try to make our ongoing experiment in democracy successful.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah has 6 electoral votes. California has 55. KSL News Time 350. Time for a check on traffic. It's an emergency report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave and Ricky. We find ourselves in a mess.
Yeah, it's pretty rough up north. For northbounders on I-15 in Davis County, no easy way to deal with this. It is a crash, and it's been in the left construction split near 2300 North and Sunset. They are at least letting traffic get by now on the main flow of I-15 northbound. But your delays are solid all the way back through Layton, not quite to Kaysville. If you can, you want to hop off and consider Highway 89 or any other kind of secret escape routes that you can find up there. If you're headed southbound on I-15, also some slowdowns. Now, you're not going to see a parking lot, but you will see slower speeds going from the I-84 junction all the way down to Clearfield. Steve?
Got a couple of service street crashes. One in South Jordan, 105th South, River Heights Drive at 3400 West. Another at 70th South, Jordan Village Road. That's 3700 West in West Jordan. Meantime, you've got good speed southbound I-15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Got a few slowdowns there approaching the Spaghetti Bowl at 21st South. All clear after that out to Bluffdale. And good speeds on north and southbound 15 between the Point and Provo. Mr. Max Bogo suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299. Get a second for just $1. Mr. Max stores are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Max stores. Steve Carlson in a KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your forecast now for the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine still smoky out there and hotter than average temperatures again. 87 is the high. Sunny skies up to 89 tomorrow and then a lot cooler by Friday. It's going to be nice. 78 the high, lots of sunshine. And 76 on Saturday, mostly sunny. We're up to 77 on Sunday and again lots of sunshine. 79 sunny on Monday and sunny skies 80 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I want it to cool down, but that'll be Friday. Right now it's 84 degrees.
Yo!
Afternoon News.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
This is Joe Cordell with the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. If you're a man and you need help with a family law matter, time may be of the essence. While most family law courts did not fully close due to the COVID virus, most slowed down dramatically, focusing primarily on emergency matters. The result, as you might predict, is a backlog of cases for courts to work through as they resume their normal schedules. So filing early may be advantageous. But don't just rush forward. First, be sure your goals are realistic, that the costs make sense. You likely have other questions. In other words, this means we should talk. You can meet with us by phone, video, or in person. Remember, Cordell & Cordell has years of experience helping guys just like you with issues just like these. After all, this is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
Kathy, all I can say is wow.
Wow, what, Doug?
Summer, Kathy. It's here.
Doug, it happens every year.
Well, that's so folks can prepare for it.
Stop throwing your money out the window.
Start enjoying the comfort you deserve.
Call America's number one remodeler, Window World.
Get the job done right.
Or get a new front door.
You got it, Kathy. Get the W. Enjoy the wow.
Wow. Call 801-281-8111.
Or visit us online at windowworldutah.com.
Window World. Simply the best for less.
And that's no baloney.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Jeff Bezos is planning to open a free preschool for low-income families. The Bezos Academy is set to open next month in Des Moines, Washington. KSL Drive's Elon Musk is again promising an affordable electric car. He says there's going to be a Tesla that costs $25,000. Available within 3 years. The CEO of Wells Fargo is apologizing for comments that some see as racist. Charlie Scharf recently said there's not much diversity at the company, Wells Fargo, because there's a lack of black talent to choose from. On Wall Street, it was a down day, badly so. The Dow sunk 525 points, closing at 26,763. The S&P 500 lost 78 points. The NASDAQ dropped 330. KSL News Time 356 and Cougar Tracks now on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
With Provo and Orem moving back to an orange phase amidst COVID-19, means no fans will be in attendance for BYU's home opener this Saturday against the Troy Trojans. Head coach Kalani Sitake reacted to the news last night on his weekly coaches show that you heard here on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.